to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk. This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day. And may I say to you, if you enjoy the broadcast, if it's a blessing to you, encouragement to you, informational for you, call others each day, invite them to tune in and join in the dialogue and discussion. Right after a brief monologue today, we'll open our telephone lines and invite you to call. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. The issue today we're speaking of, I believe, is pretty current and pretty, needful and necessary for us to understand and examine. We're talking about an issue today, a nation at risk. That's America, a nation at risk. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at risk morally, ethically, theologically, doctrinally, biblically, politically, socially. We're at risk with our borders and the illegal invaders coming in, and the courts continually saying to Trump, you cannot carry out your responsibility as President of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, is it too late? Have we allowed the enemies to infiltrate in America in a number that now cannot be reduced or removed? President Trump just closed the doors to 18 nations to prevent them from allowing people to come into America that we know not who they are, unvetted, multitudes of them wanting to come in to harm America, destroy our nation, shred our Constitution, and destroy the office of the president. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about that today. We're asking the question in statement form, a nation at risk. What are your thoughts in relationship to the immigration process? What are your thoughts in relationship to the courts controlling the Oval Office rather than President Trump? Has Trump done enough? Could he do more? What about the terrorist in Colorado that just tried to incinerate Jewish citizens? In fact, he said he wanted to kill all of them. How did he get here? Why was he here? Why didn't Colorado do something in relationship to that rather than being a sanctuary state? Those are the issues that we'll talk about today in relationship to where we are morally, ethically, biblically, theologically, doctrinally, politically. And what's the answer? How should we respond? Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book, John 8:31-32. The Lord Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. The Bible says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, according to Psalms 117:2, that we'll never go away, will always prevail. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, truth is what is needful and necessary today. We'll talk about that as part of the broadcast today. Also, a little further detail about what someone has said about the Western society not being able to survive unless we stand on truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, I find that to be factual. You get into a group of people, two, three, four or more, and you try to talk about conservative theological, doctrinal, biblical issues, and you'll have those that want to chime in and challenge it. You talk about the things that are truthful and factual of what's taking place in our nation. You'll find those that want to chime in and challenge what you're saying. Truth matters, regardless of what coast you live on, East Coast or West Coast, regardless of what political party you adhere to. Truth still matters. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. If there's no absolute truth, where do we go in a court scenario? If there's no absolute truth, where do we go in relationship to morals, ethics, and values? If there's no absolute truth, how can there be a trial on anything that has morals and ethics and values if there's no absolute truth to point to? Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, truth matters, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Jim DeMint made this statement. Headline warns, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Truth matters. Part of what DeMint said is this. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. We need to stand by it, even if we have to stand alone. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. Tools for Time is located, ladies and gentlemen, at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag. Find that flag at the flagpole, base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully as we talk about a subject today, an issue, a nation at risk. I believe our nation is at risk, and it's at risk more and more each and every day, that we see and allow the court system to control the Oval Office. It is in contradiction to our Constitution. It is in contradiction to the abilities and the authority that's given to our president as he serves in the Oval Office. And yet we've had, I believe the number now is approaching 250 suits to stop Trump with everything he's attempted to do. It's approaching somewhere in the neighborhood of 150 to 185 injunctions stopping him for everything that he's attempting to do as he tries to carry out the task of leading America, as he uses the term, to make America great again. Do you realize next July we'll be celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States of America? And ladies and gentlemen, as we think about what President Trump has been attempting to do, trying to do, wanting to accomplish in the running of our nation, we need to understand that there's a need to stand as Trump is standing. He's just issued an executive order closing the doors to dozens of other nations. I'm looking at a headline. Trump signs a new travel ban that limits entry to the U.S. from dozens of countries and restricts seven more. President Donald Trump on Wednesday signed a proclamation that bars citizens from dozens of countries from entering the United States and restricting access to the U.S. for another seven countries. And then the article goes on to list, ladies and gentlemen, those countries, 18 of them total. And this is what he says. As president, I must act to protect the national security and national interest of the United States and its people. Trump wrote in the proclamation, I remain committed to engaging with those countries willing to cooperate to improve information sharing and identity management procedures and to address both terrorism-related and public safety risk, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been about 24 hours since that was done. I'm waiting to see which judge in America, a circuit judge, what circuit judge will stand up next to stop Trump from carrying out the task that he has the authority to do in the Constitution. 18 nations to prevent a continual flood of potential enemies that want to harm or destroy our liberties and our freedoms and to ultimately undermine our constitutional republic. Ladies and gentlemen, we've witnessed across America, on the college campuses, in the streets, in D.C., on the streets, in New York, etc., etc., we've witnessed the outrage from those that have come in, many of them just on student visas. Many of them have come in on visas for whatever reason, overstayed the visa, and they're here with the goal of destroying the nation, our liberties, and our freedoms. And President Trump is now saying, we're going to close the door, stop allowing them to just be flown in. Listen, there's the mindset in the socialist Marxist media, and the left will tell you, well, these all of these that have come in, they've been vetted. What does that mean? They've been vetted? There's not any other nation that has a vetting process. These nations do not know the history of the individuals that's coming in, are not keeping record of the rapes, robberies, and murders that have taken place. And yet we are told and we're expected to believe that all of these illegal invaders that have come in, they've been properly vetted. No such thing. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to see, thankful to see President Trump trying to close the door. But my question is, the question that begs to be answered, is it too late? Is the nation at risk beyond repair? Ladies and gentlemen, when we see what's been taking place with the pretense of education at Harvard and Columbia and other major prestigious universities in America, with the students here demonstrating, rioting, burning, and destroying our foundation. And keep in mind, the Bible says in Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And we've been witnessing the very rapid pace destruction of our foundations in our nation today. And ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is very clear. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. That's in Proverbs 29:2. And Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth, builds up, lifts up, glorifies a nation. But sin is a reproach, a dishonor, a shame, an insult to any people. And we've witnessed that through the previous administration. Now that Trump has come in and wanted to clean house, wanted to drain the swamp and clean the sewer, he's being blocked on every turn. So my question is, ladies and gentlemen, is the nation at risk, and has the risk passed the tipping point where there's no return? Nothing else that can be done in relationship to it. Looking at a headline, says the Colorado terror attack suspect charged with hate crime, murder, and assault. Now listen, I'm glad they're charging him with all of these charges, but if you commit murder, wouldn't you say that's hate? If you burn someone alive, isn't that hate? Is it possible that the additional charges are just manifestly overcharging from the standpoint of making it look like we're really doing the job. I don't know, but here's the point. Mohammed Solomon told investigators he wanted to kill all the Zionist people and wished that they were all dead. The subject in the Colorado terror attack was charged on Monday with federal hate crime by the Justice Department and with murder and assault by the state. Egyptian foreign national Mohammed Solomon, 45, was arrested after allegedly, I don't like the term allegedly, everybody saw him do it, we know that he did it, and yet they're trying to use the word allegedly. Allegedly, the article says, yelling Free Palestine and using a makeshift flamethrower on Sunday to attack participants in an outdoor vigil in Boulder, Colorado for Israel's hostages in Gaza. Eight people were injured, aged 52 to 88, including one critical condition. None of the victims have died as of yet. The FBI has called it a targeted terror attack. But ladies and gentlemen, even the chief police there in Boulder, Colorado said, we don't know if it was terrorist attack, terrorism or not. But yet the one that's in charge of the FBI in that district said it was in fact a terrorist attack. Here's the article further. According to the FBI affidavit, Solomon confessed to committed the attack and told police he would do it again if he had the chance. Solomon told investigators he wanted to kill all the Jewish people and wished that they were all dead, that he specifically targeted the group he attacked, and that he researched and planned it for more than 1 year. Listen to this. This man arrived in the U.S. on August 22nd on a non-immigrant visa and was authorized to stay through February 2023, but he did not leave. He then filed a claim with the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service on September the 9th, 2022. Solomon was granted a work authorization March 29th, 2023, which was valid through this past March. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, he got the visas, he overstayed the visas, he did not leave, nobody followed up, nobody checked out, because in the state of Colorado, which is a rank liberal state, Supreme Court in the state of Colorado is all Democrats, the House and the Senate is all Democrats, you've got a sodomite Democrat governor that runs the state, they pride themselves on being a sanctuary state. I don't know about you, but I think that family members of those that were harmed and injured needs to file a class action suit against Colorado and the governor of Colorado and the mayor of the city of Boulder, Colorado. I believe that it is, they are culpable with what has taken place because of the lack of holding people account for their misdeeds in relationship to the illegal invaders coming into our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, you are dead on point. I'm going to tell you, and especially supposed to be Harvard. Harvard was a university that was founded on Judeo-Christian values. But now, I mean, it's going woke, should I say it like that? I tell you what, when the Lord said that every nation will be against Israel, every nation, so that means, that let me know, when these little idiots get in power, Israel will be in trouble. And like Benjamin Netanyahu said, we are going to stop Iran from getting a nuclear bomb. Because number one, they're going to shoot it against them. And number two, they're going to shoot it against us. Because he said, okay, Israel is a small Satan. And we're the great Satan. And I hope our president will help them knock out those things.
Kenneth, you're exactly right, and that's to the very point of what I'm talking about today. President Trump has been trying to do that, and yet his hands are being tied by the judicial system that John Roberts, the Chief Justice, is responsible for keeping his judges under control. I don't know why John Roberts and the Supreme Court hadn't stepped in at this point, even before now, to corral these judges that are going rogue and against the Constitution of the United States of America. But the issue at hand is we're talking about our nation at risk. It's at risk morally, ethically, biblically, theologically, doctrinally, politically, security-wise, with our borders. We're at risk. And I am concerned for it. I'm going to read a portion of an article and get your take on it. Patel and Bongino, FBI, foils a government insider's anti-Trump plot to give classified information to foreigners. A government employee's frustration with President Trump administration allegedly led him to attempt to betray America. This revelation follows FBI Director Cash Patel and Deputy Director Dan Bongino's vow to expose the deep state bad actors. The Department of Justice announced on Thursday that the FBI had arrested a Defense Intelligence Agency tech IT specialist attempting to transmit national defense information to an officer or agent of a foreign government. It gives the name of the man, 28 years old, from Alexandria, Virginia, began working for the Department of Defense and the DIA as a DIA in 2019. His position within the agency's insider threat division allowed him, quote, top secret security clearance. And it goes on to talk about that he had that the FBI had received a tip that this man was trying to sell classified information. It says here, according to the DOJ's press release, which did not specify the country, the individual appeared to reveal his motivation in an alleged email written that he did not agree or align with the values of this administration and would be willing to share information intelligence with other nations. That's what I'm talking about the insiders. We have enemies within the gates, enemies within America, and Trump is trying to clean house and clean the sewer. Yeah, so is it too late, in your opinion, to close the gates, secure the doors, secure the borders, and protect America?
I don't, Dr. Youngblood, to be honest, I think it's too late right now. Because the educated, I call them idiots, especially coming out of Harvard, all those mainstream universities, they are crazy. Number one, you cannot show me any proof that Palestine existed. You cannot show me any proof. Well, archaeologists go through, they show that that was the land of Israel. That was God's land. And I cannot understand because they don't teach that. They teach hatred.
Well, one of the problems is, Kenneth, if we could get to the point, and then I'll let you go. One of the problems is that there are no Palestinian people, no ethnic groups of Palestinians. What is called Israel today was called the land of Palestine. It was the term that was used, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, when the Romans were in charge of and overviewing the Jewish, what is the Jewish nation today, of course, before it came a nation, and it was called Palestine. But there's no such thing as Palestinians. If you call it Palestine, we're still talking about the land of Israel. We're talking about the Jewish people. And so the ethnic invaders, those that are the Arab Islamic jihadists that are there, they didn't want anything to do with it. All Israel was, the land was just made up of tumbling weeds and dry dirt and not producing anything until God blessed it, because he set that up as a place for the Jewish people and the Jewish people from around the world that had been in diaspora, that is cast aside to all the four corners of the earth. They came back May 15, 1948, and Israel became a nation, which was the fulfillment of the Ezekiel 37 prophecy of the Valley of Dry Bones. But yes, you're right, from the standpoint of that being a term for ethnic people named Palestinians, no such thing. They're simply the the invaders, those that are the jihadists, as I call them today, And there's no other nation of Arab people that want them to come in to their land. They're claiming they've got the only place they can stay is Israel. But you're exactly right. But we're seeing all of this now coming to fomenting ahead in America. And Trump is at the Oval Desk, and it's Trump's responsibility. And so, Kenneth, my prayer is that God will give Trump the wisdom, the strength, and the protection to carry out the task that God's placed him in that office to do. But thank you so much for your call, and God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, Chinese nationals charged with conspiracy and smuggling of dangerous biochemical pathogens into the U.S. for their work at the University of Michigan's laboratory. Now, this is the key. This is the crux. This is the, how would you say, the launching point of my question, A Nation at Risk. Headline, Dateline, Detroit. Names the two, I'm not giving the names, citizens of the People's Republic of China were charged in a criminal complaint with conspiracy smuggling goods into the United States, false statements, and visa fraud, announced the United States Attorney, Jerome Gordon, Jr. Further in the article, specific literature classifies the pathogens that they brought in as bioweapons. The noxious fungus causes this. Listen, the fungus material that they brought in, they, the two Chinese people, Chinese nationalists, caught with the pathogens in their possession. And this is what that pathogen, fungus, will do. The noxious fungus causes head blight, a disease of wheat, barley, maize, rice, and is responsible for billions of dollars in economic losses worldwide each year. The toxins causes vomiting, liver damage, reproductive defects in humans and in livestock. And ladies and gentlemen, that fungus was brought into America. Could not have been for any other purpose other than to contaminate our crops and destroy America. These two Chinese nationals, with the underlying purpose of using a biochemical to destroy our nation. That's what I'm talking about, a nation at risk. And these things are possible, and they have been possible, because we've had open door policy where people could fly into America, where individuals could get phony, false credentials or false reason for a passport or for a visa and come into America. And we've allowed that by the millions. Under Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe President Biden, we had somewhere between 15 and 22 million illegals, illegal invaders, come into America. They're flown all over the nation. They've been planted, if you please, and I believe we have dozens, if not more, sleeper cells in America waiting for the right time to undermine and destroy our nation. This is the reason I'm saying America is a nation at risk today. And that risk is allowing the enemy to come in and to see what we have and to recognize what we're doing and to steal intellectual property and to set up a shop, if you will, and plan how they can overthrow America. I am concerned, ladies and gentlemen, with the fact that we've allowed so many to come in to see who we are, to see what we're doing. I'm reminded of King Hezekiah in the Bible in 2 Kings chapter 20. I'm going to read a verse or two. Then we'll take our break and we'll come back after the news break. The scripture says in verse 12 and following in chapter 20 of 2 Kings, King of Babylon sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah, for he heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah hearkened unto him and showed them all the house of his precious things, silver and gold and the spices and the precious ointments, etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, what happened when Hezekiah opened his door to the enemy and let the enemy see what's happening within? We'll talk about that further right after the news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.